Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure for me, acting on behalf of your hosts, the members of the Calgary Center, and their president, Professor Stilwell, to welcome all of you to this official opening of the 1968 General Assembly of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. Et bienvenue également au délégué du Centre Astronomie de Montréal, Monsieur Henri Simard, qui associe le premier vice-président de la Société Royale d'Astronomie du Canada. Et au délégué du Centre de Québec, Dr. Fremont. Après m'avoir entendu parler français à Montréal, au temps de notre Assemblée générale de 67, Monsieur Simard a indiqué cette année that qu'il préfère that que je fasse la plupart de mes remarques en anglais. C'est donc, je le remercie bien sincèrement. The Planning Committee, under the chairmanship of Mr. K.B. Michael John, has arranged a program of some considerable variety covering a broad spectrum of activities. The accommodation offered at this university will contribute much to the success of this assembly. On all such occasions, it is well to remind ourselves that individually, we each form a part of an organization covering a vast country. From the center at Victoria on the west to the center in St. John's on the east. Each astronomer, no matter where he resides, within or beyond our own boundaries, has much the same interests, the same problems, and the same desires to discuss and share with his counterpart of what he has learned through observation and studies and what he plans to accomplish in the year ahead. This is one of the many reasons why the General Assemblies of this society have been so well attended. Here for a few days, the communication and exchange of information on astronomical topics is made much easier than for the remainder of the year. Throughout our session for papers, some coverage of new and exciting developments in astronomy will be presented. It would be quite unfair to hold an assembly in this location and prevent any of you from combining your scientific enrichment with a taste of the scenic beauty which this province has to offer. Your committee has taken care of this as well and plans to terminate this gathering with a dinner which will long be remembered. We hope you enjoy your stay in Calgary. We hope you will want to return, and above all, I hope that your conduct while you are here, you will be invited to do so. The Royal Astronomical Society is indeed honored to have a distinguished astronomer from the United States here this evening to deliver the feature address of this program. I will now ask our immediate past president, Malcolm Thompson, to introduce Dr. Markowitz to this audience.